Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
2026. We are here the first Monday of 2026. And Pastor Beckford released our prophetic word for the year, which is releasing the old, embracing the new.
Say it again, Diane. Sounds real cool.
2026, we're releasing the old and embracing the new.
So in order for us to move into what God has for us in 2026, here's what our part. Our part is in the whole thing here, the whole scheme of thing, as we set it up. We have to be willing to release the old, because that season is over. And now embrace the brand new season that for 2026 that God has. And I believe one of our problems, God wants to take us into a dimension of power, and we still back there. Okay, here's where God wants to move us in a dimension of power in 2026. But we're still holding on to what we know, what we used to, and how we do it in 2025. So I will say to our listeners, this year we're going to learn how to let go, release the old. It's done. And now embrace the new.
When we think about the word embrace, we think of like a hug, right? When you're wrapping, you're not just holding it in your hand, but you're wrapping your whole self. So we're saying embrace the new.
Yes.
So in order to do that, we have to be available. We need our hands. We need our arms available. So we must release the old in order to embrace the new.
Just go to Joshua. Joshua 1. Let's set this thing up. Because we're so human. And we are in a state of mind where it's very hard to let go of things that we used to. Of things that we used to, the way we do it, we know it, we're accustomed to it. And so I'm going to take you to a guy called Joshua. Joshua. Let's look in Joshua chapter 1.
Verse 1?
Yes.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, the children of Israel.
Yes. So let's stop there, Dad. We got to let our listeners know. Joshua and Moses, they were, to Joshua, Moses is everything. Moses is everything. And Joshua learned so much from Moses, and he depend so much on Moses. So here comes the season of life for Moses is over. So Moses is dead. Why God has to tell Joshua that Moses is dead? Come on.
Yeah.
You look in that verse that it says, after the death of Moses, after Moses has been dead.
Yeah.
We look.
Yeah. Then he says, Moses, my servant is dead. But it wasn't the initial announcement.
Yeah. So if we look at this verse, we can clearly see that Joshua was holding on to Moses. Mm-hmm. And God is saying, you got to release Moses. Release the old. Because I have something brand new, and it's not for Moses to do, it's for you to do it.
Right.
All right, you see that, Diane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and continuing to hold on to the dead will cause you to die.
Die.
And that's fact. That's a way that
they've
done.
Say it again. On the first Monday in 2023. Somebody need to hear that. Somebody need to hear that. We release a fresh word here. You got this fresh word here. Mm-hmm. Somebody need to hear that, what you just said.
Yeah. Holding on to the dead will cause you to die too.
Yeah.
And that even in the physical manner, when they would tie a live person and a dead person together to kill the alive person, to give them a horrible death.
Dead.
So if we hold on to dead, we're going to be dead too.
That's right.
So we have to release the old and embrace the new.
The new. And that was, so we see here, that was Joshua's problem.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay here. We're going to stay right around here. And that was Joshua's big problem. Because God has to come and remind him. There's a reminder. God had to remind him. He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Come on, Joshua.
Yeah.
You got to quit moaning. Mm-hmm. You got to quit holding on. He's dead. He's not coming back. And here the key here. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. He said, now, you got to continue the work.
Yeah.
No, this is your path. You know, Moses is gone. His chapter is closed. But there's a brand new chapter.
Right.
It's opening up.
The purpose still had to be fulfilled.
Come on.
Because in verse 3 and 4, he says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you.
Yeah.
As I said to Moses.
Yes.
From the wilderness of this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory.
Yeah.
So the promise was the same.
Yeah.
But now it was Joshua's time in order to lead them into the promised land. Moses was only able to get them to a specific point, and now it's time for Joshua to release his old mindset and embrace the new leadership position that's being entrusted to him. So he's using that which he learned, the things that were built up within him when he was with Moses. He's operating in the same word that was delivering onto Moses, but now it's his time to move forward in it.
Okay, man. It's so powerful. I'm going to release some points here. In 2026, fresh manna. Mm-hmm. Release the old, embrace the new. Number one, if you're going to do that, you have to heed the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. In verse 6, he says to Joshua, be strong. So the first thing, in 2026, if we're going to embrace the new, the quality that we must possess, point number one, we must possess this, is strength. Be strong. Be strong. Mm-hmm. Why? It's important for us to know this, that to go through a new brand year with all the good going to be in it and the bad going to be in it, and we're going to be hit with some unknown. Yeah, of course, Emily. We're going to be hit with some unknown. So we got to prepare. God was preparing Joshua. He was preparing him. He said, look, you're going to have to be strong, brother.
That's what I was going to say. We want to hang on to what we know because we're sure of it, and we're always afraid of the unknown.
Known, yes.
You know, and sometimes maybe better things are coming, but we will never get to that better place unless we let go of the past and go forward and be strong and have courage to do what God is asking us to do.
Yeah, so it's going to take strength. Mm-hmm. It's going to take strength for us to prevail. God is saying to him, look, Joshua, you have to be strong. Mm-hmm. You have to possess this quality mm-hmm. of strength, because it's going to take strength for you to conquer. Mm-hmm. You can be weak mm-hmm. and conquer. You have to be strong. So verse 6, be strong. And then the second characteristic that God says you must possess, courage. Mm-hmm. Be strong and be of a good, what? Courage. I'm going to have courage here. So we think as pastors, you know, Pastor Diana and I, we lead a congregation. And in order for us to lead our congregation that God gave us, the people, we have to have the courage. We have to have courage. Because when God is moving us into a dimension, and we're going to have the courage to embrace what God is saying and not listen to the people.
Yeah.
And the first thing, when God tells me something to do, the first thought hit me, what the people going to say? See, mm-hmm. I'm concerned. I'm not concerned. Instead of I more zero in at what God is telling me now, I hear what God says now, but I'm all worried now about the people, mm-hmm. what the people, how the people going to receive this. See, and if I do not possess the spirit of strength and the spirit of courage, I won't do it. Because why? I'm afraid of the people. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of the people. I can, as I'm saying this point, and the Holy Spirit just released this into my spirit, it was Saul. Mm-hmm. When God told Saul that he's supposed to go kill all the Amalekite, to slaughter them, he says, go kill all the Amalekite. Go kill all the sheep. Don't leave anything. Mm-hmm. But, oh man, we're going to be great this year. Releasing the old and embracing the new. He says, kill everything, Saul. And Saul, what Saul did? Saul was more concerned about the what? The people.
Yeah. He was selective.
That's right. Saul was, we're going to go get into this because we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. You know, but we have a whole year to feed on this word here. All year we will be feeding on this word.
They needed spiritual strength, physical strength, yeah. and strength and leadership.
Are we going to talk about that tomorrow?
Yes, they yeah. need all three. Sometimes we just think when we're talking about the Bible, we're talking about spiritual, but it's spiritual, physical, and in leadership. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you looking
count?
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Oh, let not this world of sorrow